What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
The Health One healthcare system is proud to have been named one of the top places to work for women in the nation by Newsweek. Health One is the only healthcare provider in Colorado and one of only six organizations in the state to be recognized with this award. Thank you to all our colleagues, physicians, and volunteers for making Health One a great place to give and receive care. Learn more about our services, physicians, and locations by visiting healthonecares.com. That's healthonecares.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody locked in all over North America. I hope you're having a great Friday night. I hope you have a great Saturday, a Sunday, a Monday. I hope you have a terrific Memorial Day weekend. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's joining us, you, live from New York City. And so you listening, you could be anywhere. You could be hanging out, going to a party, going to a club. You could be in the backyard. You could be smoking a stick. You could be having a drink. You could be going to see grandma. I don't know. You go see grandma on Memorial Day weekend? I don't know. Do that for the holidays. Wherever the hell you going, I'm here. I'm only going to be here for one more hour, and I will not be here on Monday because I'm going to be minding my business. So let's just have some fun here for the final hour. Of course, we're all waiting on the Heat, the Celtics, Game 6. Jimmy Butler basically guaranteed a victory. Celtics have won the last two. Nobody's ever come back down from 0-3. 150 teams all failed. All my folks out in Dallas. What's up, Dallas? One of my boys is in Dallas right now, the Metroplex. Stars going to take on the Knights tomorrow. I'm not thinking about them too much. It'll be the Golden Knights and the Florida Panthers in the Stanley Cup Finals. At least we'll have one team from South Florida. Maybe we have two if Jimmy Butler lives up to what he says. We talked about DeAndre Hopkins tonight being released from Arizona. Talked about LSU going to the White House. We talked about bitter old Scottie Pippen. Said Michael Jordan was horrible before he got there. And he got there, they started to win. Nobody cared about MJ because it's a team game. I'm like, Scottie Pippen is delusional now. We talked about the NFL flexing games. And then we'll hear from the Kelce brothers momentarily. Because I don't know about the whole flexing thing. Is it good for fans who buy tickets? Hell no, it's not. And the Kelce's actually say that any NFL player complaining about games late, moving late in the season from a Sunday to a Thursday, they say the players are crazy. We'll hear from them momentarily. But we got a lot of callers here on the line. And we've talked about a lot. Even Russell Wilson got a comment tonight. His old teammate KJ writes just like, I don't know if he'll be able to deal with Sean Payton and his bluntness. But let's get to your calls. And then we'll hear from the Kelce's. And then I also want to share with you some words from Aaron Boone. Angry New York Yankees manager. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, SiriusXM 158, and your local affiliate. Let's go to Miss Ann. Miss Ann is somewhere driving around in a car somewhere. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Miss Ann?
Hey, evening. Do I have it too loud? Can you hear me okay?
No, you are perfect, Miss Ann. What part of the country Ooh. Are you driving around in, if you don't mind me asking?
Right now, I'm just outside of Springfield, Illinois.
Okay. Well, drive safe. What's on your mind?
Okay, first, I really liked Russell Wilson. When he went to Denver, I wasn't upset about that. I just felt he was very, very detached. It was like, as a quarterback, either he wasn't communicating or they weren't communicating. And even on the sideline, for a quarterback, right now I live in the KC Metro. So, you know, our quarterback is bossy. Okay? So, well, I didn't know about the separate office and all this other stuff. That disappoints me. Because even though the locker room, well, it's pro, so it's a lot nicer. Yeah. You know, than just a locker room. But you should be in with your team.
Right.
You know, you should be communicating.
Well, his new head coach is saying that ain't nobody going to have a separate office, and he will be back in the
and
locker room.
And I am so glad. I've always liked Saints and their coach. Okay, moving on. I used to live in the Oakland Bay Area.
Right.
Went to Raiders games when they were there. Went to A's. I still got A's stuff. Kind of scared to wear Raiders stuff in the, you know, in the KC Metro.
Yeah, be careful.
Yeah, because somebody did get beat up. So
I know it happens quite frequently. I was just there. Yes, but
yeah. And see, being in the Bay Area, I already can tell you that's the way it is. I mean, they would throw stuff at the buses and stuff leaving the A's stadium, and it was just terrible. Do I want them to go to Vegas? No. No. I mean, I get it. I get the sports thing. I love all sports. I mean, bull riding. I like it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this, Miss. Okay, Miss Ann, hold on a second.
Yes.
I gotta get to a whole lot of callers here. How do you feel about the A's taking the Athletics name?
No.
To Vegas, so to keep it, or what do you think? Just
deny it. No.
New name.
Because I think if they're gonna go there, they need a new name, just like the Oilers did when they came up. I think the A's need to do the same thing.
Okay.
They should totally detach. And I think they deserve a new stadium of any sport on the East Bay, because the Peninsula, right, 49ers, Warriors, everybody's over there.
San Francisco. Yeah, well, Miss Ann.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Miss Ann. Drive safe. Okay, thank you. I think that ship might have sailed. I don't know. Maybe these are some last-ditch threats, possibly. Charlie calling up from New York. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, happy Memorial Day from Orchard Park. How are you?
Well, thanks, man. Yeah. Hello? Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Hey, can we talk about DeAndre Hopkins? I missed the call earlier. If you already spoke about it, my apologies for that.
As we
break ground for our new stadium up here, we're thinking we might have another wide receiver. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, we did talk about it earlier. Why not? We know that he would certainly help them out. One of the first quarterbacks that he mentioned that he would love to play with earlier this week would be Josh Allen. He said he's similar to a new age Andrew Luck. I don't know if he means by some of Andrew Luck's recklessness. I think that's about the only thing. But does Buffalo have the cap space to go ahead and bring him on? Do they have to do some maneuvering or adjusting? That would be my question. But, yeah, why not? It would make sense.
Well, I think we're just one or two players short of bringing that Super Bowl to Buffalo. And being a longtime fan, I guess, and frankly, I don't know the salary cap issue. I know we didn't seem to be able to get him during the trade negotiations, but neither did any other team. Who knows why that didn't happen? Having said that, if he's out there and available and we can afford him, I think we should go after him. I think we really lost last year to Cincinnati because of our O-line and our D-line. But maybe Josh, with an extra weapon or two and some quick release to our new tight end and a new wide receiver going with Stephon Diggs, we might just have it this year. We'll see.
No doubt. Well, we know he also dealt, he being Josh Allen, also dealt with injury last year. And I think he's approaching the portion of his career where he goes, man, if I continue playing the way that I am right now, I'm going to get hurt. And so we'll see. Hey, Charlie, thank you for calling from New York.
Go Bills. Thank you, sir.
Sorry. My bad. Go Bills. Yeah. Terrence is here from Atlanta. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Terrence?
Hey, how you doing? Hi. I was wondering, did you pay attention to any of the Outkast thing from Atlanta yesterday and, you know, and how the impact of the total turnout yesterday, like from 43,000, the third highest, attendance ever?
Yeah, all my friends were there. I wasn't there. All my friends were there, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, the thing about it is, like, they gave out 15,000 bobbleheads, and they got rid of all of them before the game even started. And I think that the impact of do you think more baseball probably try to do more bobblehead promotions, like, towards African-American hip-hop teams and reps in their city? Or what are your thoughts on that? Because I know that everybody who actually went, like, there's a lot of people wearing, like, ATLian jerseys yesterday, and everybody was dressed up.
Well, I actually know the guy who spearheads he's running the show over there from the marketing side in that space. And so I cannot speak to what happens in other cities, but we know Atlanta certainly has a different flavor and vibrancy. And over the past several years, for a bunch of years, and just historically, Atlanta is huge into the arts and hip hop and music. It's ridiculously influential. It's one of the most culturally influential cities in the entire country, especially when it comes down to African-American culture. I think that goes without saying. And so I think you can – I'm not even going to say think, because I actually know. You can expect to see a whole lot more when it comes down to the Atlanta Braves and fully embracing the entire city. So stay tuned. Yeah. Shout-outs to my man Eugene.
Yeah, it was a great thing to see. I know a lot of people didn't get the ball here because it's like 43,000 people showed up and they gave out 15. I mean, I was there 2 hours ahead of time and it was sold out right when we got there. But it was a great thing. I was trying to see if they're going to do it again. Hopefully they'll do it again by the end of the year.
Get used to more. And everything isn't going to be a bobblehead. If you go ahead and take a look at the Braves opening video to announce the season and their jerseys, I mean, look who was in it. It was highlighted by Ludacris. And so just be prepared. There are going to be more great and fun promotions coming on down the pipe. The Atlanta Braves, I know there are a lot of people not happy that they moved from downtown and moved up into Cobb, but they're trying to be more all-encompassing about the entire community. So just stay tuned. There'll be more coming, Terrence. Good on you for checking it out, and just stay tuned, okay?
FYI, since you're in Atlanta this weekend, we do have the Piedmont Park Jazz Festival. So, you know, just check it out while you're still here. So, you
still
know,
here? What do you mean still here? Whoa! What do you mean still here?
hey, it's the best thing to be in Atlanta. You know,
whoa! Where do you think I'm going? What are you talking about?
Hey, Atlanta sees money, man. Hey, I'm already planning. So since I missed out on my bobblehead, I was like, man.
Whoa, slow, but Terrence, I live here.
All right.
I live here. The studio is across the street from Piedmont Park. I've also gone to Jazz Fest. I've attended, Terrence.
All right.
Do you want me to tell you everything that's going? Why don't you go to Carnival tomorrow?
Go where?
Carnival. Go to Central Park.
I got you, man. I got you.
Okay. Thank you, Terrence. I know what's going on out here. You want me to tell you more, Terrence? Relax.
That's good, man.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
Hey, you're here for me again, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Terrence. He's like, hey, why don't you go here while you're here? Like, bro, I know what's going on in the city, man. I know what's going on. I know what's going on all over the place. Some things I wish I did not know. Anyway, I do know this. The Kelce brothers, I told you, that they are actually, they know what's going on too, maybe. They said that they're happy with the NFL flexing games, and they're saying that NFL players who are actually bitching and complaining about it, they need to stop. I want you to take a listen. This is from their own podcast. Hey, Shep, What do these brothers call their silly? Well, I don't want to call it silly. It's very popular. What do they call it?
I'm almost with the Heights podcast, right?
Yeah, between it's Jason and Travis.
Correct. One who keeps saying he's going to retire and then doesn't. Yes.
Yeah, the Eagle center that goes nowhere. Okay, and then one of the greatest tight ends ever. Let's hear what they said about flexing the schedule.
Listen, I am all for games being played on Thursdays because that means we have walkthroughs during the middle of the week and we don't practice. And then we get 3 days off after the game.
You're so freaking lazy, dude.
Well, it's not about laziness. It's about helping my legs recover and getting fresh.
That's fair.
Players that are anti-Thursday night games are just looking to make headlines. There's no fucking chance anybody with half a brain cell is against Thursday night games.
I heard some quarterbacks say that they don't like them because of the game prep and they have to stay up later and they have to work harder mentally.
Yeah, but the other team's doing the same thing. But yeah, I get that. I mean, quarterbacks do have to put in more work. I can see that, I guess, but I like it. I like having less mental reps because I feel like I'm kind of old and have seen more, so I'm good on that.
Y'all get paid anyway. Y'all get paid. You get money. Who cares how y'all feel? If you like it. And sure, you're talking from a player's perspective to other players, but who cares? The fans are the ones that miss out when y'all switch up these damn games. But we know they don't care. They really don't. 855-212-4CBS. Wes is calling from Atlanta. What's up, Wes?
Hey, JR. How you doing?
I'm okay.
So I just want to jump in on the Hopkins. I think that I've been thinking about two teams. So I'm a Falcons fan, so I sit here and I immediately go to the Saints and think, you know, they just went and got Derek Carr. Olave's good, but we don't know what they're ever going to get out of Michael Thomas, and he's on that one-year deal.
I'd be shocked if he went there. There are teams that are legitimately competing for championships. I don't think he'd just be like, hey, I'm going to go to the Saints, but keep going.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. They got an open spot with the division, but the other place that I was thinking is Jordan Love may need some help up there. He's got two young, good wide receivers, and that's a little bit more spotlight.
Well,
I think
Wes,
in Green Bay for
from his own mouth, I want you to hear from DeAndre Hopkins right now, being asked by Brandon Marshall what quarterbacks he likes. And I don't think Derek Carr or Love are on that list. Take a listen to this.
Josh Allen, he reminds me of an old school or of a new school Andrew Luck. And you know, I love Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts. You know, man, he's Houston kid, your dog Jalen. Number three, who I would love to have a ball thrown by, man, Patrick Mahomes, obviously.
Ooh,
number four, I'm gonna have to go with. I gotta go with the underdog, man. The people, not a lot of people respect this guy, but you know, as a throwing quarterback, Lamar Jackson, obviously.
Number five, man, I'm gonna have to go with my dude in San Diego. Well, with the Chargers.
Herbert.
I'm gonna have to
Justin
go
Herbert.
Herbert.
Justin Herbert.
Okay, now Wes, we know all of those teams that he pretty much mentioned are competing for championships. Maybe the Chargers one day can string together a consistent team to do so. But it's not about, hey, you know, I want to go somewhere to play with a good young QB. You want to win, man. He's 31 years old.
He does. I hope they get the money worked out, and I hope he does get to go somewhere because I'd like to see him in the opportunity.
I'd love to see him in Baltimore because for years it's, oh, you know, Lamar, everybody gets hurt. Nobody going to have nobody like Mahomes. So we'll see. Hey, Wes, let's stay tuned what happens, okay?
We will, man. I think last thing, and I'll jump off.
Please.
I think Boone's feeling the pressure 8 games back, and after what happened last postseason, he's stressing up there, man.
I don't think so. I think Aaron Boone is used to getting kicked, and I think that's part of the gig with the being the Yankees manager. Well, matter of fact, and thank you, Wes, for calling from Atlanta. On the other side of the break, we're going to hear from Aaron Boone because he's just an angry dude right now. He's just angry. He's just cursing out umpires, and a couple of the F-bombs went over the air, and he's a real nice guy. He's a sweetheart of a human. Until he gets angry, he's like the Incredible Hulk. Dave is calling from Georgia. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Dave?
Hey, great show tonight. I'm driving from Florida all the way to New York. Probably going to make it about halfway tonight. I'm driving exactly by Brunswick, Georgia. It's a swamp. I rarely laugh out loud when I'm listening to the radio. You crack me up, man. So I just wanted to say your show is great. The miles are flying by listening to you and how nice and respectful you are to the fans. And it's just a great show. And just want to say I appreciate you, man.
Well, thank you, Dave. I would say 99% of people feel that way, and the other 1% are complete jerks. Hey, safe driving. Well, where the hell are you driving to in New York? Where are you going?
Well, I'm going to Long Island, New York, home of the New York Islanders and the Mets. And,
I know. I'm familiar. Well, you're going to drive by more swamps on the way there. Queens might as well be one too, okay?
I know. Thanks for a great radio show, man.
Well, thank you, Dave. Drive safe.
Okay, have a good night.
Thank you. You too. Hey, Shep, there's so many people on the road, man. This is the holiday weekend. People are driving.
You gonna miss not being on Monday?
No.
No. Okay.
This man is driving from... He's driving... Shep, that's like 12 hours, man.
Well, fortunately, there's still good radio. Yeah, everyone wants to say radio is a dying medium. That's what people say nowadays. I don't think so.
Well, I'm not dying. I'm alive, man.
Well, I understand that. But it just goes to show you.
Well, you do. Everybody gets a little bit closer to going, right? No.
Well, it depends on what you believe, is the ending of the natural occurrence of our existence on planet Earth. Right, some people believe that's it. You're kaput. You're finished. You're in the ground.
You telling me I'm gonna be a butterfly?
Well, that's reincarnation. People believe in that. I believe that there's a greater power. I can't put my finger on it, but I'd like to believe that our souls and our spirit and our energy, it lasts permanently.
Basically, I'm gonna turn to dust, and then I'm gonna feed a plant. And then I'll be a tree. I'm here for it.
I believe your spirit lives on forever. I believe that of every human being.
I feel like Highlander. That's what I am.
See, I don't know what that is.
Google Highlander.
Deal.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, when we come back from break, we're going to talk about a guy who some people, he feels like he just lives on forever, forever, forever as the Yankees manager. His name is Aaron Boone. He's an angry man. Here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I want to just thank you for all you do to the nation. I've been very analytical, and just looking at you, I can only say one thing. When you say, I don't disagree with what you're saying, I think that's the biggest compliment that you give to people, and your marketing edge is that you're doing it on the radio, which is like the telephone versus, being in front of the camera, and you know your stuff, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Hey, listen, folks. Yeah, if you didn't know, I'm JR. That'd be me. It's Memorial Day weekend, right? We'll just... People put some drinks in them, and tensions can get high. We've had some unfortunate historical events take place over the past couple of years during this holiday weekend. And so things can be a little dicey. And I know it's not... Well, this didn't happen today. Happened on Wednesday. But this might happen to you this week, and I hope not. Somebody tried to steal Kenny Pickett's car. They actually stole this man's car, and they got it right after he took it. Kenny Pickett was doing a promotional appearance at a car dealership. And a 60-year-old man. Yeah, 60-year-old man. He decided to steal his Genesis SUV. He had his playbook in there. I don't know if you touched the open, but the police were able to recover it not too long after it was stolen. and the man who stole it, 60 years old, was charged and arrested with theft, receiving stolen property, and unlawful use of a motor vehicle. Here's some JR wisdom. Don't take no stuff that don't belong to you. Leave it alone. And if you have something, be careful. Lock your doors, okay? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Also, before we went to break, I told you about Aaron Boone, manager of the New York Yankees. The Yankees played the San Diego Padres at home tonight in the Boogie Down Bronx, and the Yankees lost. The Padres beat them 5-1. The Yankees' record now stands or falls to 30-22. And someone who was not available for the game was their manager, Aaron Boone, because Aaron Boone will go to bat for his players, in particular, Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge is big as hell. This man is 6'7". He was standing next to 7-foot-tall Carl Anthony Towns, who happens to be from New Jersey, the New York metropolitan area, is a Yankee fan. And it was like Aaron Judge was looking Carl Anthony Towns in the face. And so because Aaron Judge is a giant, his strike zone sometimes can get a little dicey. Sometimes the umpires, they'll say that is a strike, but it'll be a ball. And so Aaron Boone is never shy in defending Aaron Judge. And more recently, Aaron Boone, he was thrown out the other night. He's been thrown out 4 times, it feels like, just this season alone. He's getting thrown out all the damn time. And so Major League Baseball suspended Aaron Boone. So he wasn't there to see the Yankees lose tonight. He was there before the game. He was there last night, but he wasn't working today. And Aaron Boone pretty much said, look, I'm not going out here trying to get thrown out. That's not the plan. He said most of the umpires are good. Some of them are crap. And oh yeah, by the way, I don't want no robotic umpires. This is what Aaron Boone had to say.
He shouldn't have had to throw almost 30 pitches in that first inning, you know. I mean, so, but no, I'm not advocating for the robo. You know, I think these guys do, for the most part, a great job and work really hard at it.
He was talking about his starting pitcher that night, Clark Schmidt, who went out and he was throwing strikes, and the umpire was like, ball, ball, ball. And so Aaron Boone, man, he just can't catch a break. And he's such a nice guy, really nice guy, one of the nicest people you'll ever meet. But when the game is on, oh, man, he's ready to cuss some people out. 855-212-4CBS. Frankie, calling from Minneapolis. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, brother, big fan of yours. I, first of all, want to swing back, ask you a question about Aaron Boone.
Yeah.
Does he win baseball games, JR?
Does he what?
Does he win baseball games? Is he a winning manager?
I think so, yes. I don't know how we can pretty much dispute that when the Yankees, year to year, win 90. It's not like he's taking away 10 victories every year.
Well, I want to switch back to you. I had a conversation with you a few months ago where I talked about the game of soccer. And my question was, do you remember that conversation where I said I do not enjoy soccer?
Frankie, I don't remember. No, here's the deal.
Well, we had a good conversation about that.
Well, hold on, Frankie. Wait, can I answer? You asked me, can I answer?
I'd be honored.
Well, thank you. Hold on. I am here 5 nights a week for 4 hours. I know this for a fact. I take more calls and listen to more people all over North America, I'd say, more than anyone else on any radio station. And that actually might extend past sports talk radio. And so to be clear, Frankie, that night in Portland, Oregon, I think when I had the conversation that was during the World Cup last year. That was in, like,
correct.
I don't know, November, December.
Correct.
I spoke to maybe 50 people that night.
Correct.
I am not going to remember you specifically. Sorry.
Oh, well, thank you for that. I thought you were going a different direction, but I just wanted to let you know that nobody possibly could hate myself more than I hate myself. And I think that that would be something that I would want to portray on you.
You called me to tell me that you hate yourself.
Yes, sir, I did.
But you don't hate yourself anymore.
No, I still do, brother.
Okay. Well, just stay alive, okay, Frankie?
All right, have a great day, man.
Okay, thank you for calling from Shep. Anything? No, just move
Jared,
on,
when
right?
You asked me how I was doing a couple months ago, and I don't mean to put you on the spot, but do you remember what I said?
When?
Yeah, it was a couple months ago.
Well, do I act like I never spoke to that guy?
No, but that's the point. I mean, for
no,
Frank,
but do I act like that conversation just never happened?
Oh, you know, I thought he was trying to make a joke. Like, I didn't think that was like a Ja Morant situation where he was like crying out for help.
The answer is, no.
Right.
We act like, well, we acknowledge we just had the conversation. I'm trying to forget it. Where's Pete McCarthy? Is Pete McCarthy around?
He is around. But just very quickly, I think he was trying to be lighthearted, and he just fell flat with the joke. I don't think he was really in trouble.
No, I don't think so either. He just says he hates himself. It ain't got nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
Hey, Pete McCarthy, do you love or hate yourself?
That's a good question. I understand where that last caller's coming from.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, yeah. I should have forgot I had the conversation, but go ahead, expand on it. Pete, go ahead, expand.
Yeah, I've been there. We've
you all hate
been
yourself?
There. There are times, no?
Listen, I spoke to that man in November. It's about to be June, and he still hates himself. Like, what are we doing here? Do I need to go to Minneapolis and send him, like, a care package? Like, what do I need to do here?
That would be nice.
Yeah, well.
Show a little love?
Yeah, I don't care that much. I'm just happy that he's here. Listen, man, you can hate yourself for as long as you want. Just stay alive.
What was amazing about that conversation, JR? Very quick.
I'm sorry.
What was amazing about that conversation, it was so obvious you were setting it up to where you were not going to remember him because you made it clear you take more calls than pretty much anyone that does what you do for a living on a daily basis, and he still thought you were going to remember him. Like, so for a guy that hates himself, the level of optimism was completely incongruous with how much he despises himself. That didn't make any sense to me either. Just thought I'd point that out.
You just did math for a guy who hates himself. Like it's a math equation.
Right.
Well, if he hates himself from, you know, November to December.
It's a long time to hate yourself.
And then he loves himself for 5 days over Christmas.
Right.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, it's always a pleasure to hear you because you know your product. You really do a great job by not distorting what the callers are saying.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I've had a fun night tonight. I'm still having fun. We did have a guy just call up and say he hates himself. I'm like, whoa. I know Ja Morant had a wellness check earlier this week, and Scottie Pippen is saying crazy things. Go check on that guy from Minneapolis. He's kind of out there as well. Jimmy Butler got that guarantee going for tomorrow. You're like, yeah, we're going to win. We're going to get the Celtics out of here. Okay, let's see what happens, man. You know, just because I need another laugh, and I guess it's also dark, let's listen to sad Scottie Pippen again. Hey, let's listen to him be sad about Michael Jordan.
LeBron will be the greatest statistical guy to ever play the game of basketball. And there's no comparison to him. None. So, does that make him the greatest player to ever play the game? I'll leave that out for debating, because I don't believe that there's a great player, because our game is a team game, and one player can't do it. Like, I seen Michael Jordan play before I came to play with the Bulls. You guys seen him play. He's a horrible player. He was horrible to play with. He was all one-on-one. He's shooting bad shots. And all of a sudden, we become a team and we start winning. Everybody forgot who he was.
Oh, man. Hey, if you just like tuned into the show now or this hour and you want even deeper of a laugh, like, listen on the Odyssey app. You can hit rewind on the show. And one of the reasons he's mad, I think, is because his ex-wife is dating Michael Jordan's son. Ouch. Ouch. She was on Tamron Hall. She was on a talk show talking about it. Listen to this.
Dating rumors started in September. At the time, you said you guys were just friends. And then it was revealed when you said on Valentine's Day that he was your forever Valentine. Are you guys in love?
I think so. We're in a really good place.
Yeah. How do you describe it?
I feel like a lot of people think that we've known each other our whole lives, which we have not.
Well, he's 16 years younger, so that's not possible.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Yeah. Well, I feel like we literally just met at a party 4 years ago.
Oh, really?
And we were just friends.
Because we all lived in Chicago. And
yeah.
When did you meet him?
4 years ago.
4 years. Where?
At a party. At a party. Like an L.A. party.
Did you know who he was at the time?
Well, yeah. We have a lot of mutual friends. And so we're kind of in the same circle. So we've been around each other for like the last 4 years.
Yeah, she knew exactly who he was. She's like, I'm going to get back at Scotty by getting with Michael's kid. Damn. If I'm Scotty Pippen, and I'm sure you can visualize this in your heads because this is radio. You can't see me and I can't visualize anything. I could paint a picture, though. If I'm Scottie Pippen, you know, I hear that, and I'm raising two hands over my head, two fists over my head, and I'm banging down on the table.
Everybody forgot who he was.
Yeah. Somebody take the phone away from Scottie. Please. 855-212-4CBS. Let's get to some of your calls before I got to roll out. Timmy's calling from Jersey. You're on CBS Sports Radio, not the fan. What's up, Timmy?
Hey there. Biggest fan you ever had. Biggest NBA fan, I think, ever. Biggest Yankee fan, I think, ever. Okay. And Scottie Pippen, man. Man, that guy's gone dark on us. But last caller you had, man, I'm worried about him. What's that story about? Things getting dark out there, brah.
Well, he's hated himself for about 6 months now, so, I mean, I guess he's okay. But go ahead. What else you got?
So 6 months, so we're not worried about his mental health or Scottie Pippen's mental health, or we're going to roll past that, correct?
Now, I can only do what I can do, and I'm only here for 3 more minutes. Quick, please, go ahead.
Well, good. In that 3 minutes, maybe you can step up and speak out on mental health or do something positive, because that would be good for the country, the universe, and use your platform to do something positive, mate. Is that fair? Because I'm a big fan.
Whoa. What I would tell you to do.
Yeah, I'll woe you.
Well, I'm woeing you. I'm woeing your ass right to hold. What you can do is listen to my Agents of Inclusion podcast that is brought to you by Special Olympics and Odyssey, which gets dropped every single Wednesday, where every week I talk to a different Special Olympics athlete to highlight inclusion. So you can go ahead and listen to that. And I can do a podcast with Special Olympics and Odyssey, and I can still call you a jackass, you dumbass. Hey, by the way, folks, the busy weekend, lots of crazy things happen over holidays. This is the unofficial start to summer. Be safe outside. Be cool. Do that. 855-212-4CBS. Jason's calling from Mississippi. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Jason?
Man, what's going on, JR? And as usual, boy, you like the light bill. Your show don't never change, and it always come around. It's the same thing every time I get to talk to you, man. But just got a few things for you, man. Just want to see what your thoughts are on Boston and Miami. I haven't really been tuning in lately, work, and had a little schedule change. But what's your outlook on it? And to me, I think Boston will win in seven if they quit crying about fouls, man. What do they not realize? This is the playoffs. You're not going to get them calls. Quit asking for it and get your behind down the court and get back on defense.
Well, thank you, I think it's going to be a ridiculously close game tomorrow. I think it's a pick 'em type game. If you want to give anybody the edge, you go for the Heat at home. But we know the Celtics have so many dynamic players, primarily Jason Tatum at the top. I don't think anybody would be shocked with any result tomorrow. I just think that it'll be a close one. And just as a basketball fan, and because I want to sit down and watch it in some capacity somewhere on Monday, I want a game seven. Let's see if it happens. Hey, Jason, thank you for calling from Mississippi, man. I got to go.
My man, appreciate it.
Appreciate you. Yeah, Jason said, I'm always on. I'm always here like the light bill. But, I mean, who wants a light bill? Like, I don't want no light bill. Some of these, all bills are terrible. All of them, you got to pay them. But all bills are terrible. I don't want to be the light bill. Just call me the light. I'll stick with that. Hey, you've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Whatever you're doing, wherever you're at, if you're driving, be safe, be well. Get to your destination safely. If you want to listen to the show from the beginning, you can listen on the free Odyssey app. I'm going to be back, not on Monday, but I'll be here on Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday when the NBA Finals start, and next Friday too. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. If you miss me in the meantime, you can find me everywhere at JR Sport Brief. And like I said, if you want to listen to me some more, go ahead, get the podcast, Agents of Inclusion, myself, Special Olympics International, and Odyssey. Hey, Shep, thank you so much for an amazing night.
Thank you, JR, as always, man.
Y'all be safe, be well, be cool. My main man, Ryan Hickey's coming up next. Have a good weekend. Be safe.
So, what are you thinking for lunch?
I can't. I'm getting new window treatments, so I gotta go home and wait around all afternoon for a design consultation just to get a quote. It's gonna totally mess up my workday.
Why don't you just go to Blinds.com?
Because I need custom products.
Blinds.com products are made to order and totally customizable. And you get upfront pricing right on their website to easily get your quote online.
But I wanna see the products in person.
Blinds.com ships samples to you fast and free. They can even verify your measurements and handle the installation.
Wow, how convenient. Tell me more.
Blinds.com also has a huge selection of stylish shutters, shades, curtains, and options for motorization, even for your patio. Plus, their 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, you've convinced me. Let's go eat. I've got time now.
Shop Blinds.com and save 45% on selected products. Plus doorbusters for their Memorial Day sale. 45% off selected products right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Attention listeners.
I'm pleased to announce that Radio Rental is returning for another installment of Terrifying Tales. If you happen to be new here, I'm Terry Carnation, current proprietor of the Radio Rental Video Store, where I possess a collection of the scariest true stories you've ever heard, all told by real people. Mark your calendars for... Oh, apparently it's available right now. I'm a little late with this promo.
Listen for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing, help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing. Help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL Plasma Center and be rewarded for your generosity.